rule of the Jews. If they came to Jesus tonight, instead of him, Rabbi, we know that thou art in picture, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said to him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say to thee, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said to thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit. I want to stop right there. And I want to preach, the Lord be my helper. I want to preach on the wind tonight. The effects of the wind. You want to pray for
peace? Father, we're so thankful tonight, God, to be with you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for that you've been doing. We thank you, Lord, for God.
Lord, we pray, Lord, yes, and Lord. We pray, Lord, for you. God bless you.
Heaven, pray for some word of God.
Lord, let him be lifted up.
Every ear, Lord, to hear, Lord, to teach in every heart, Lord, to understand.
God, pray, Lord, just
take the word of God, Lord, and give
God.
Lord, just drive it home to each and every heart.
Truly pray for everything.
Amen.
I want to preach on the effects of the wind.
Bless the Lord.
Wind is a force of nature.
That's right.
That cannot be seen, but it is very real. We can see the effects of the wind.
Man.
Yet wind itself is invisible to the eye.
That's right.
That's just like, you know, no more than this right here. You know, you can feel the wind.
That's right.
No more than that, you can see it when it pops the top of the trees. You can see it start to swag the trees. You know, you can feel the wind. When it takes and blows against your face, you can feel that wind. That's the same way it is with the Holy Ghost. It's no more the way it was in here Sunday. You can feel the wind of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, that's what the wind represents tonight. It represents the Spirit of the God. I'm telling you tonight, it said a wind bloweth where it listeth, and you can hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell where it goeth or where it cometh. And so is everyone born of the Spirit. I tell you around here Sunday morning, wind was blowing. It was blowing. It was all over the church. I see Sister Emma, she took off and she run right square the door out in the Spirit of God. Why did that tonight, preacher? That was the wind. That was the effects of the wind tonight.
Right.
And that's what we need here tonight. We need the effects of the wind. We need to see the wind blow. We need to see it blow on them. I'm telling you, we need to see the Holy Ghost blow upon you. We need to see the Holy Ghost. We need to see it move upon you tonight.
Right.
When's the last time you felt the wind of the Holy Ghost?
Right.
When's the last time you felt him breathe on you? I tell you right over here on Sunday, brother, it was right here. We felt the wind. We felt the wind. It was blowing. I'm telling you tonight, it makes a difference when you touch God.
Right.
I tell you, we need a wind. I tell you tonight, so many times we get so programmed. We program God out. We need to let him have his way.
That's right.
He needs to have his way. He wants to do a work among us. He wants to do the work. He wants to breathe on you. He wants to give you life. I'm telling you tonight, he breathed a nostril. He breathed an Adam's nostril. He can come a living soul.
Right.
That's what he wants to do to you. He wants to breathe in you that breath of life tonight.
Right. Praise
he
God.
Wants to breathe on you. I'm telling you tonight, the Holy Ghost is real. The wind's real. It's powerful.
Yes.
The word of was in Acts chapter 2, when it was all in the day of Pentecost. It was in one mind and one accord.
Praise
up in
God.
The upper room, 120. It was all prayer. And I tell you, it says a mighty rushing wind. It come in like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the house.
Right. Yeah. Come on,
yeah.
Go ahead.
And a wind. You can feel the effects of a wind.
Right.
I'm telling you tonight, there's no more when he went to Cornelius' house. I think, it might have been Peter.
and went to Cornelius' house. He went over there, and he ordered them to receive the Holy Ghost. He was the Lord was sending them where they might receive the Holy Ghost. Was fell on none of them. And I tell you that when he was assembled with them, the Holy Ghost come in, and the effects of the wind. What's wrong with us around here? We can feel the wind. You can feel the Holy Ghost. When it starts running up and down the avenues of your soul, you can feel it. It's real, right?
Right, amen.
You know, it's been on my mind ever since Sunday night. One Sunday morning, Sister Mary Barnes. I don't know how old she is, but she's an elder lady. She run from that pew where Brother Nick sitting and run all the way to the altar. Barely can walk. Barely can get around. Fluid running out of her legs. How did she do it tonight? She felt the wind.
Right.
She felt the wind of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
That's how she done it.
Right.
There's the wind.
Right.
That's what we need. We need the wind to blow. You can feel the effects of the wind.
Right.
You can't see it. You can't see it, but you can feel the effects.
That's right. That's right, brother. Come on.
My ward, Sister Pam, Holy Ghost hit her, and she was tap dancing all over Julie's toes under the Spirit of God, I tell you.
Man.
The wind. That's what we need in the house. We need a wind. I'm telling you, you can take the breath of God out of a church. You can put Ichabod over the door.
Robert,
we need the Spirit of God.
Right.
We need Him moving. You know, it's not always a shout, and it's not always going to be a shout, but I thank God for something you can touch every once in a while.
Robert, right.
Every once in a while, you can reach out there and touch it. You know, I've heard elders speak about it. I heard people speak about it. You know what the Holy Ghost can do. I heard elders, they'll speak about how the foundation of the house, it was taken and lifted off the pillars by the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, He wants to do the same thing tonight. He never changes. He's the same today, tomorrow, forever and over, forevermore. He changes not.
Right.
You know, it's no more in the Shekinah glory. You know, I heard elders say, he seen a ball of fire come through the house of God. I tell you, said he seen these things, and they had a hot stove over there on pot belly stove that red hot, and people taking that, getting hot coals out of it under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We can still do it. I'm telling you, He don't change. Who backs up tonight? It's us that backs up. I'm telling you, He don't change.
Right.
The same Holy Ghost that the disciples had, the same Holy Ghost that got back in Acts chapter 2, is the same Holy Ghost
right.
that we have tonight.
Right.
Same one, same wind, same wind. I'm telling you, it's still real tonight.
Yes.
It's still real.
Right.
But we do have counterfeiters out there. We got counterfeiters that wants to promote a shout, that wants to get up and get a shout going, pump a pine to get a shout. I'm telling you, it's not all in a shout, but we can feel the genuine wind when it starts to blow.
All right, brother, come on, go ahead.
You can feel it,
right.
And you know it's real.
Yes.
I tell you, I've been in the services. I felt the Holy Ghost bumps, chasing Holy Ghost bumps. I'm telling you, it's real tonight.
Yes.
That wind, that's what we need.
Yes.
You know, it's no more than a natural. You need a wind. You need a wind. It does something for you.
Yes.
You know, when a cool wind hits you in the face, it does something for you,
yes,
brother.
It
cools you off. I'm telling you, that's the same thing it is with a spiritual wind. We need it. We can't do away with it. We need to feel it blow more and more in these last days. We need it.
Yes, we do. Hey, brother, come on.
But I'm telling you tonight, there are a lot of people, they don't see their need. They don't see their need no more. They don't see their need to settle out. They don't see their need to shell off. They don't see the need to put off the old coat and put on the new. They don't see the need for the Holy Ghost. They don't see their need. But you need the wind. You need the rain. You need a lot of rains. You need the rains. That's what's going to make things grow. That's what we need tonight. We need a spiritual rain. We need a spiritual wind.
Yes.
That's what we need tonight.
Yes. Listen,
praise God.
You know, you look at a woman, I speak for myself tonight. I get tired of coming to church, just going through the motions. I want to feel. I want to feel him. I want to draw nigh to him. I want to draw close to him. I'm telling you, when you start drawing close to God, you're going to have an adversary. He's going to be nipping at your heels. But draw close to him. It's going to be worth it.
Robert, come on. Go ahead.
You know, sometimes when we start getting spiritual blessings in church, and we start getting the winds to blow in the church, I'm telling you, it seems like old enemy. He wants to blow up a storm. He wants to blow up a storm. But I'm telling you tonight, greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world tonight.
Amen.
We need to take it lay all at his feet.
That's right, brother. Come on, go ahead.
We need a wind more than anything. We need a spirit more than anything.
Yes.
You know, the wind represents spirit. The oil, it also represents spirit. I tell you, that's the way it was in the book of Matthew 25. The foolish didn't see their need to have oil.
Right.
They didn't see their need to have oil in their vessels. They didn't see their need to be prayed up, packed up, and ready to go. I'm telling you, we got to be ready. We got to be ready.
Yes.
I tell you, that's one thing I desire with all my heart. I desire to serve him in the beauty of holiness. I desire to see the winds. I desire to see the rains. The light of rain upon the earth.
All right.
You know, you look at one tonight. I had many wasted years. I had wasted years to take the worm destroyed. But I'm telling you tonight, I want to do what I can do tonight. Let's see others make it through. I want to do what I can do.
Right.
And we all got something we can do. But we got to get into them places.
Yes.
We got to get into them secret places where he can help us. Where we can have a little wind. I'm telling you, I heard a message one time. It's time to kill the snake and build a fire. I'm telling you tonight, Birdline, that's what we need to do. We need to kill the snake that's keeping us all bound and down. And we need to build a fire. We need a little fire. We need a little rain. We need a little wind. That's what we need.
Yes, Robert, come on, go ahead.
That's what we need.
Yes.
But every time you see the Holy Ghost start to sweep the house, you think you go out here and it ain't too long. That comes the adversary trying to steal.
Right.
Trying to steal what he gave you. I'm telling you this week, he done tried to steal from me. But I know John 10:10 said a thief coming out to kill and to steal and to destroy.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm tired of him stealing from me. I'm tired of him coming against me and trying to take my victory. I know what the Lord done, and I know what he's going to do. He's going to send us some rain. He's going to send us some wind. And he's going to send a fire in the house.
Yes.
Right.
Praise God.
That's what you need. You know, we need genuine. We need genuine wind.
Right.
Genuine fire.
Yes.
You know, we got people in the midst of the land tonight. They don't believe in living holy. They don't believe in living sanctified and set apart. I'm telling you, people out there that even teaches us speaking tongues, they say you tie my shoe, tie my tie, you tie. That ain't what it is. That ain't what it is tonight. I want genuine. I want a genuine win. I want a genuine Holy Ghost tonight.
Right, Robert, come on, go ahead.
You know, for everything that's real tonight, there are counterfeit.
That's right.
There are counterfeit. There's a counterfeit.
They are.
I want to be genuine. I don't want to be fake.
Yes.
What you see tonight is what you get. I tell you, I don't want to live a secret life. I want to be one. You say that old boy, he don't hide nothing. He's out front. I tell you, that's the one that's genuine. I want to be genuine tonight. The Bible says you're going to know them by the fruits that they bear. What kind of fruits are you putting forth? What kind of fruits are you bearing? I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost that I got, the Holy Ghost that I received, if you do something wrong, it ain't long till he starts dealing with you. You need to make that thing right. You need to go to them people. You need to make it right. Don't let the sun go down upon you, wrath. I'm telling you tonight, we got to make stuff right. That's a genuine Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That's genuine.
Right.
So many times, you know, the enemy tries to come against a child of God. I don't know why it's going like this, but Lord help me. He starts coming against a child of God, and he wants to sow something in the heart, a root of bitterness, or any kind of root. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to put grudges on Christians, where they have grudges on this one and that one. And I tell you, you can't see God move when you got a grudge on your brother, a grudge on your sister. You're not going to see him win. You're not going to see a spiritual reign. I tell you tonight, you ain't going to see it.
Robert, come on, go ahead.
You know, my Bible tells me, Lord, help my Lord this way. My Bible tells me, if you got it all against your brother, go there and leave your gift at the altar and go be reconciled with your brother. I'm telling you, we got to reconcile with our brothers and sisters. Then we can see genuine fire. We can see the wind. We can see the Holy Ghost move.
That's right.
Come on. Amen.
We can see it.
Yes.
I feel like I'm opening a can of worms here.
Go ahead.
Let's still go ahead with it. We got to do what we got to do.
Right.
I tell you, when I get up here, I don't premeditate on a message. I don't get mine from looking at people. I get mine right straight from heaven. He told me years ago when he first called me, he said, son, you open your mouth and I fill it. I'm telling you tonight, that's what I do. I let the Holy Ghost fill my mouth, and that's what he's going to do for anybody that's genuine.
Right. Right.
Genuine. I tell you, I just can't get my mind off that Sunday service. That was amazing.
That's right.
That was amazing. That's what we can see. The wind's blowing.
That's right.
I seen Sister Darlene over here, but she tapped into another world. That's what you got to do. You got to enter in. You got to tap in. I'm telling you, some people just get a hold of one pin. I'm telling you, we need to get hold of the main wire. We need to get hold of something that we know we've been charged.
That's right.
Brother, come on, man.
You know, anybody that comes in contact with the sweet Holy Ghost, they're never the same. They're never the same. I'm telling you, these fellas tonight and these refillings, I'm telling you tonight, some of us, we've been saved many years. We got the Holy Ghost, but sometimes we need a refreshing. Sometimes we need a new oil. Sometimes we need to take and get the hold of the live wine.
All right.
You know, I was thinking a little bit. You know what Jesus said, anybody that believes on me, as the scripture said, he said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Man.
I'm telling you tonight, if you let water sit, what does it do? It stagnates. I'm telling you, you got to keep water rolling over. You got to keep it turning, turning, turning. That's what you got to do. That's the main ingredients. Keep it turning in you. Keep it bubbling in you. That's what you have to do tonight. You can take a jug of water. You can lay it on the table. You stay there a couple of days and it ain't fit to drink. It's just stagnated. But I'm telling you, you go up here to these rivers and the mountains, you can see where that water ain't very moving very much, and it's stagnated. But I'm telling you, when you get where the rivers is running off the rock, I'm telling you that water is fresh. And that's where I want to be at tonight. I want to be where the water is running off the rock. The rock Christ Jesus. I want to be around him. I want a spiritual drink. He can fill us up to the fullest.
Amen.
All right. He can fill us up. That's what we need. Lord, I need filled up. I can't live off yesterday's blessings. I gotta have a new one every day. I can't live off of yesterday. This is a new day. I need a new blessing today. Fill me up, Lord.
Right.
I lift my cup up to you. And I know, Lord, you able to fill it tonight.
Right.
You know, that's what we need. So many times, you know, when your car gets a little bit of old water, it'll run hot. You know, that's what I want to do. I want to stay full where I can feel that cool breeze of the wind. I want to stay full. You know, and it's our job, each and every one of us, to stay full of the Spirit. To stay full of the Spirit of the living God. I'm telling you, we got to get along with God. We got to cry out to Him. You know, there's something we got to do on our part. I'm telling you, we got to read. We got to pray. We got to study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yes.
We need to get in the word of God. We need to be breaking bread. We need to be breaking bread. I don't care if it's house to house tonight. We need to be breaking bread tonight.
All right, amen.
You know, when we get into that word of God, that's bread.
Right.
We need to break it. We need to share it one with another. That's where it's all at. And I tell you, we can see the Holy Ghost do something for us.
Yes.
We can see Him move. I tell you, I can just about see the winds as they sway the trees. I can look at my back door and they can see them swaying. I tell you, it's the same way when it is in the church. The wind starts blowing.
Yes.
It's a chain reaction.
Right.
It hit this one. It hit that one. It hit this one and that one. Under the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Robert, come on, wait.
That's what we need tonight.
Right.
I tell you, I had this message for Sunday night. I didn't know where I was going to preach tonight. But I'm telling you, that's what we need. We need wind. We need a power. There's so many people, they ain't got no power in their life. You want me to tell you why they got much power? Because they ain't much praying. When praying comes power. When power comes from praying tonight.
Right. Come on. Right. Yes.
Little prayer, little power. Much praying, much power. That's what brings it.
Right.
That's what brings Holy Ghost. It's by praying and by fasting. Lord, help me. Help me to get to where I can push back my blade. Help me where I can pray a little bit more. Help me to lay aside everything I want to do and be about your business. That's what I want to see in the last days. I want to be about His business.
Right.
I want to see the work done. I want to be seeing people filled with new wine. I want to see people filled with the Spirit.
Right.
You know how can say old Peter at the day of Pentecost, the people said these men are full of new wine. He said these men are not filled with new wine as you supposed to that make the third hour of day. But these men right here are filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you tonight, that's what we need more than anything. The church needs fillings, and they need refillings. We need a good charge from the Holy Ghost.
Right, amen.
I want the same thing the elders seen. The elders seen the Shekinah glory. People
right.
See the Shekinah glory as it's sent in the church.
Right.
I'm telling you, that's a thick smoke. It's so thick you can't hardly cut it with a knife.
Right.
That's what I want to see tonight. And we can see it.
Right.
We can see it. I'm telling you, He's the same God. You know, when Moses and all of them, when it was around the tent, when it was around it there, you know, the power of God, it took and filled the house of God. It filled the tabernacle there.
Yes.
And that's what He wants to do tonight.
Yes.
He wants to fill your tabernacle.
That's right.
He wants to fill your tabernacle.
Yes.
And we'll get it clean. And we'll get it sanctified.
Yes.
He wants to fill you. I'm telling you tonight, sanctification. There's so much of it we do for ourselves. I was talking to a brother last night. He said, well, when we get sanctified, he said, you don't have to tell no man to go clean up his house. That's what sanctification does for you. You'll clean up your house. You'll get rid of them old magazines up under that bed. You get rid of them old things in the closets. All of that stuff will go. You'll have a house cleaning. We might have a big old bonfire. That's what you need to do. Get rid of it. Get rid of sin. If it looks like, smells like sin, guess what? It's sin.
That's right.
And when we get rid of all of that, you know, he'll sanctify us. W-H-O-L-L-Y. And when we get sanctified, W-H-O-L-L-Y, that makes you a candidate for the sweet Holy Ghost.
Right.
That's when he can pour in you. When you don't pour out, when you don't pour out everything that's in your heart, you don't pour it all out, and you don't left it at the altar, and you say, Lord, sanctify me holy. Lord, I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I tell you tonight, if you got that desire, he'll do it. He said, delight thyself in the Lord, and I give you the desires of your heart. I tell you, this is his desire tonight. As long as you clean, as long as you holy. You know, in the Old Testament, they couldn't go near the mount. Not unless they were sanctified and clean. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. I tell you, he's the man that bears the vessel of God. He's a holy vessel. He's a clean vessel. He's supposed to be one without spot, wrinkle, or blemish.
Right.
That's why it says in Romans 12:1, it's no Paul's writing. He says, I wish you think you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. That's what we get to do tonight. We got to be that living sacrifice for him.
That's right. Right.
Put yourself a sacrifice at the altar. Say, Lord, whatever what you want me to do, I do it. Whatever what you want me to throw away, I throw away. Lord, help me tonight. Whatever what you want me to do, I do it. I tell you, when I first got saved in 2002, I had the Marlboros in my pocket. Lord, help me. I battled with that old thing, brother. 15 long months. I battled with cigarette smoking. I tell you, I wanted to be a clean vessel. I wanted to be sanctified and holy. I would take and throw them old things away. And I said, Tracy, after I spoke this one right here, I'm through with it. It wouldn't be 5 or 10 minutes. I was at the store buying cigars. I said, if I spoke this one, I'm through. I tell you, I had to get to a place where it was pathetic to me. I said, Lord, this is a nasty, pathetic habit. Take it from me. And when I took it, threw them away, and used that faith, and used that faith behind it, I put it under my feet.
Right.
It's been there ever since. I tell you, victory is sweet. You can have the victory. I don't know what nobody knows us with here in the church, but you can have victory over it tonight. You can have that victory.
Right.
You looking at one? I was right where y'all was at about 10 years ago. I was wanting more of God. Didn't know what to do but pray and seek the Lord and go to church.
Yes.
That's all I knew. But he knows my heart.
That's right.
He knows what was in my heart. He said, that man right there, he said, I'm going to clean him up. And I'm going to do a work in his life. And I'm going to fill him with the Spirit. And I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him to spread my word. I'm telling you something here tonight. Y'all called. Y'all called to be Sunday school teachers. Y'all called to spread the word. But that's what we have to do tonight. We got to get where we're a candidate for it. He said, you will tarry here in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued from power from on high. You can't preach if you ain't got a preacher. You can't teach if you ain't got the teacher. You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Right.
The wind is what we need.
Right.
The wind.
Yes.
The wind blows where it listens.
Right.
You hear the sound of the arrow, but you can't tell where they go with them. It's just everywhere. Breathing. Breathing. I'm telling you, it's just like it was here Sunday. Breathing. We can have him breathing on us today. I'm telling you, he wants to breathe on you. You know, that's just like every time I lived to him, he told him to receive you the Holy Ghost. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to get a hold of this thing. He wants you to receive the Holy Ghost before you can spread the word. for you'll be an effective witness. You know, you're a witness now if you don't have the Holy Ghost. But when you get the Holy Ghost, He makes you effective. He makes you an effective soul winner. These altars are open tonight. I might have opened up some things I shouldn't have opened it up. But I tell you, I felt the way the Lord was wanting to lead. I had to follow. I had to follow.